Okay, hi again, Blind Cool Tech. This is Heike from Germany, and today I'm going to make a quick podcast about ebooks and about reading technical books. For a long time, it has been quite hard to read technical books which contain complex tables or special source code, and running, for example, PDF files through such programs as FunReader didn't work really well because they are optimized for text and not for source code. So I found out that the new EPUB format is very suitable for us, and this was because the webpage where I bought some books from sold the ebooks also in EPUB format, and so I just did a quick search and found a nice online service called Bookworm, where you can upload your ebooks and then read it through your web browser. And this is what I'm gonna go to show to you now today. So before I start, just my email address for response, and so that you'll find it back more easy later. This is heiko_volkerts@web.de. This is heiko_volkerts@web.de. Okay, first I'm gonna show you the Bookworm platform. Bookworm is an open source software, and it is hosted by O'Reilly, so they have a running implementation of that. So we don't need to bother about installing it ourselves and running it and hosting it. The service is for free, and registration only took me a username, password, and maybe an email address, but nothing really critical, nothing really special. Changed the language now to English on the web page, but JAWS will announce the German elements of the web page, so don't be too angry with me if this sounds a little bit strange, but this is only for demonstration. I think you'll know when you have a look at the homepage how all this feels like. Afterwards, I'm going to show you a homepage where to find some ebooks. Mainly there are is O'Reilly, which sells more and more technical books in ebook and in EPUB format. And the webpage where I'm getting most of my books from is www.pragprog. This is pragprog.com, so Pragmatic Programmers. So this is, of course, really very very special and very very special topic. So if you're not interested in books about computer science and programming, maybe this won't be the right place for you. There are also many web pages with free EPUB books, mainly some texts which are already in the public domain. But I haven't used that sites very much because I wasn't in so much interested in these things and mainly used them for technical books. So, by the way, this is recorded by the USB G-Track, which I used the last time when I did my little recording about the Alice SR 16 and Goldwave for recording, and so you may hear a little bit rumbling when typing, because this is just a quick record and the mic is standing on my desk. So let's jump into the homepage. So I just changed the language, and so I have profile and preference, so this is was only just a click, and so the switch over to another language is no big deal. German and English are supported, so around about 7 languages, so the main languages of yours should be supported. So we won't go into any detail about these. This is O'Reilly. So this is link my books, where we're gonna click on now. So the first, the top left, so the topmost links are as in all web pages the same. So there was just a link search. I tried it this morning and the search function didn't work. I also had a cited colleague because I guessed that I didn't find the search field, but there really was none. And so this has to be further investigated whether why the search feature is broken. But yes, it's nice to have, but we can get along without it. So this is that I'm logged in, log out, and so on. So they now said there are 7,700 readers. I think yesterday it was 7,600. So now that's slowly getting really busy, and it seems now to be a good time to log in. So the service is going to be established more and more. Profile, we don't go do this now. So I just explored the website for you. But when you get into your library, you just can press T because the books itself is at the first table on the page. So this is really easy. Let's go to the top corner of the page and press T. Title. And now Control Alt cursor down. So the first book is Debugged. The next one is Agile Coaching, which I'm going to open today because this is... very cool. Oh, no, we just do... We just take another one called Language Design Patterns because there are more tables in source code to, just to show that this is really... made really accessible. So by the way, this is only a demonstration, and I'm in no way wanting to make open copyrighted some material. So if there's anyone concerned listening to this, this is just for demo, nothing more. So the interesting thing is that Bookworm remembers for all books the current reading position, so you can really read many books parallel, and you can go home, log in, and continue reading. So it's like having a bunch of books with a mark in it or kept open, so you'll be back at your place. And it's quite easy to navigate to the beginning of the text when pressing the H key to skip through the headlines. Language Design Patterns was the book title. So this is the chapter. This is level 1, and the sections are level 2, and I can go to level 3 and 4 depending on the depth of the book. So let's scan a little bit into the book.
This pattern explains how to statically compute the type of expression
So this is about language design patterns, so about coding and programming new languages for parsers and so on. So the first thing, so we have a link for each footnote. We can could press on the link and to read the footnotes. So that's the first thing that is going to be lost when reading PDF files, as far as I know, for example. So this is a headline level 3 for the first section of the chapter. So this is another link to another section of this book, so we can easily navigate to other sections, because technical books often need switching back and forth, and this is comes in really, really, very handy. So now, so now there's a kind of so this is the first table showing some data types. Going down to just looking at the time. Okay, yes. So this is also, the source code is shown to us in tables. This may be really a little bit strange, but maybe because of the layout. But everything of the source code is there, and we don't need to bother about wrong interpretation from FindReader, etc. And this was indeed the main key and the main point where I switched from PDF, because the FindReader did so much errors and made it so hard for me to distinguish special things, because there was a syntax having a what's called kind of accent, so kind of roof and opening bracket, and so FindReader made A and bracket, and this was really strange to me, and it didn't fit in the rest that I read, and so I found this is very much very easier, because we can trust on the things we read and don't need to bother with the FindReader or other reading software smash something. So this is just a quick overview. We don't need to have to go too into details. When we go to the first headline, which describes the book, we have font size which you can choose. So, for example, if you need some more fonts, if you have some side left, and you can change your font size for layout, and we have a complete table, a table of contents, so that we can switch from chapter to chapter. Unfortunately, not for the subsections, but we can easily skip to a chapter. And we can download the book as well as we uploaded it. And can switch to the first last page and so on. So this table of contents and so on. So we can easily switch from chapter to chapter. At the bottom of the page we have some links to previous and next links to switch between the to switch to the next previous page or section. I'm not really sure which thing controls the amount of text which is displayed on one page for us. So this is, of course, not the really page of the book. Maybe it's our kind of sections or I don't know. Adding a book is easy. Just download an EPUB book and click on the link Add a Book. And you can just click on a switch to that opens a file open dialog. And afterwards you can say upload and that's it. And then it's into your library. So this is really easy and don't need any further showing. And I also have no no ebook that I haven't uploaded yet. So it just I just cannot show it to you now. But if you want to try it, I think it's really very easy. So if it is as easy as uploading podcasts to Blind Codec, so that won't be any complication. The web page of the Bookworm service is http://bookworm, that's BOOKWORM dot O'Reilly, OREILLY dot com. So no www, this is not part of the address here. Yeah, so I think this should be all for now. So the pages for technical books I can recommend is O'Reilly.com for many technical books, and for a computer science book this is the Pragmatic Bookshelf, www.pragproc.com. It's also very navigatable, and you can buy the books online, download them, and get reading in a few minutes. And so this is really very handy if you need a book very quickly, and so it's quicker than your colleagues running to the next bookstore. Okay, I think this should be all for now. Good night to everyone.